Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Governor Murphy says most of New Jersey is obeying his orders aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus, but he says there will be repercussions against churches and gyms that have opened in spite of these orders. KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Speaking on CNN, Murphy said anyone violating the orders faces enforcement actions, including summonses, or in the case of a Belmar gym, a court-ordered shutdown.
The overwhelming amount of folks who lead institutions of faith, who run and own gyms or salons, they understand this. They're chomping at the bit. We get that. But they also understand the risks associated with it. And we got to make sure we're all in this together and we do this the right way.
The right way, he says, is based on evidence the spread of the virus has slowed sufficiently.
Four South Jersey pastors have filed a federal suit claiming the governor's order violates their constitutional rights to freedom of religion and assembly. With New Jersey's unemployment now at a staggering 15%, an all-time high, legal aid attorneys have doubled their caseload so thousands of jobless workers can claim their cash. And as we hear from KYW's Kristen Johansson now, one top attorney offers advice on how to get every penny of unemployment money.
Sarah Heimowitz is chief attorney for Legal Services of New Jersey, specializing in workers' rights, and says many times claimants will be getting the cash they need, and then all of a sudden, it stops.
There's not a clear reason to the claimant why they're not getting their benefit. So it's difficult to understand those because the claimants themselves don't always know the problem.
And though there's no instant trick to fix the issue, you'll likely need to speak with someone in the unemployment office, which can be very difficult to get through. And Heimowitz says to make sure you get the money you deserve, email the office and document everything.
When it gets to the point that the Department of Labor is able to review that claim, then it will be clear that they made an attempt to certify for their benefits in that particular week, and they should be paid retroactively.
It's been nearly 10 weeks since New Jersey's stay-at-home order began. Legal Aid has expanded their pro bono services to help those in need, but you must qualify. Head to kywnewsradio.com/unemployment for more. A long-standing Memorial Day tradition in New Jersey marches on this year. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, organizers also used the event to recognize people who died fighting on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic.
For Jack Willard and his crew on the battleship New Jersey, their Memorial Day ceremony is usually a time when dozens of people come aboard their ship in Camden and pay respects to the country's men and women who died at war.
More so than ever now, we have remembered those that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Because of social distancing, only a few people could board the ship for this year's ceremony. But they were able to stream their service online with a message and a commemoration Willard says is for a much larger group than who they usually honor.
Memorial Day was something that was created to remember those that died in battle or died in defense of our nation. And I think this year it has added value and added meaning for those that protect us from our invisible enemy, the coronavirus.
Willard says people can still support the battleship New Jersey online until they can reopen to the public. Coronavirus patients at Moss Rehab in Elkins Park not getting more assistance through a robotic arm. Patients with coronavirus living on a special isolated unit, and so far, one patient is using the robotic arm. According to Dr. Thomas Watanabe, clinical director of the Drucker Brain Injury Center.
As they're getting stronger, the device can be geared down so that the patient does more and the robot does less. The robot also has the opportunity to track progress, so as you're using it, data is being collected and that can be looked at to see how the patient is progressing.
The robot was donated by the manufacturer to be used for patients recovering from COVID-19. Little League Baseball offering best practice guidelines if youth baseball and softball teams are able to hold a regular season. And as we hear from KYW's Dave Uram, it's a little irregular.
The guidelines include players wearing masks in the dugouts, coaches and volunteers, masks and gloves. Players should be 6 feet apart when in the dugout or stands. Game ball changed every 2 innings. Umpire is now behind the pitcher's mound. No sunflower seeds, no spitting, no post-game handshakes. Professional sports are not included in Governor Wolf's guidelines on organized sports.
Governor Wolf's office says organized sports can only be played in green counties. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.